From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Donald Trump's staff moved Thursday to clarify a statement made by the president-elect about bolstering America's nuclear capabilities. Trump tweeted that the U.S. must greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear capabilities until such a time as the world, in his words, comes to its senses regarding nuclear weapons. Trump transition spokesman Jason Miller says Trump was talking about the need to keep nuclear weapons away from terrorists and dangerous world leaders. Trump issued the statement at about the same time Russian President Vladimir Putin told his defense team that Russia needs to strengthen the military potential of its nuclear forces. The Syrian army says it has recaptured the city of Aleppo following an agreement by rebel forces to withdraw. The withdrawal follows a month-long Syrian army offensive to expel the rebels. The United States government remains wary of the victory, citing reports of increased violence in other parts of Syria. Egypt is asking the United Nations to indefinitely postpone a vote on a resolution demanding an end to Israeli settlement building in Palestinian territories. The UN Security Council had scheduled a meeting Thursday to vote on the resolution. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby said discussions among U.S. diplomats are ongoing about the situation.
As I understand it, those discussions are still ongoing. So we'll just have to wait and see what the results of those consultations are to see if the text moves forward. I honestly don't know if or when a vote will be rescheduled.
Kirby was noncommittal about how the U.S. views the resolution. The Christmas market in Berlin that saw 12 people killed Monday by a man driving a large truck has reopened. There is heavy police presence and concrete barriers have been installed along the edges of the market. This is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump has chosen China critic Peter Navarro to head a new White House Office on Trade. Navarro's selection is being seen by many in China as confirmation that Trump is determined to implement his election promises for putting trade restrictions on Chinese goods. Navarro is a business professor at the University of California, Irvine, who has been a fierce critic of China's trade and economic policies. Trump has praised Navarro's books, which say Chinese government economic policies have harmed the American middle class. Police in Australia say several people allegedly planning a series of bomb attacks on Melbourne on Christmas Day have been arrested. Victoria Police Chief Commissioner Graham Ashton says the five suspects were self-radicalized and inspired by Islamic State propaganda. He added they had planned to attack high-profile locations in Australia's second-largest city, including Flinders Street Station, Federation Square, and St. Paul's Cathedral. The United Nations Security Council is expected to vote Friday on whether to impose an arms embargo on South Sudan. Diplomats say the U.S.-led measure is expected to fail, despite warnings that the new country is on the verge of possible genocide. The United States, along with Britain and France, are arguing that cutting off the flow of arms is urgently needed to prevent atrocities in that country. Russia, China, Japan, Malaysia, Venezuela, and more importantly, three African Council members, Angola, Egypt, and Senegal, are all expressing reservations. In Kenya, the opposition has rejected an amendment to the electoral law and vowed protests in the new year. The amendment that passed Thursday gives the Electoral Commission the ability to manually identify voters. Mohamed Yusuf reports.
Tensions were high at Parliament Thursday. Despite heavy security, there was commotion inside the chambers, with both sides reporting lawmakers injured. The opposition then walked out of the special session before the vote, leaving legislators from the ruling Jubilee coalition to pass the amendment to the electoral law that would allow hand counting of votes. Debate on the proposed legislation had adjourned Tuesday amid fistfights on the parliament floor. Mohamed Yusuf, Nairobi.
Somali government officials say two civilians and one government soldier were killed in an explosion near one of Mogadishu's busiest junctions, known as the Black Sea area, late Thursday. A government spokesman says the explosion was the result of an improvised explosive device detonated near a garage where security forces are based. He said security forces were searching the area for possible explosives when the device was detonated. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes down at the close of trade on Thursday. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.